We're going to quickly, we're going to do a little introduction to Malacha's Kosher today, and we'll be spending a couple of days on this Malacha. Again, like a lot of the Malachas that we've done, in Perek, the seventh Perek Masechet Shabbos, you get a couple of short little lines, and then there's a lot of development elsewhere in the Masechet, so we'll be going a little bit into a Perek known as Eluk Shorin, which deals with not making. I was doing a little research last night, and I came across a sefer, an entire sefer. Eluk Shorin is about 3.5-4 blot long, and I came across a beautiful sefer about 350 pages on those 4 blot, on one malacha. So we'll be getting into that a little bit. But let's get started. Now, today's shiur is going to be focused, easy shiur, very easy shiur, but we're going to focus on matir, which is one of the Lamed Tes malachos, on time, but to use matir as a gateway to get into the malacha of kosher itself, as you'll see in a second. So let's take a look at the Gemara on Ayin Dalet on the base. And the Gemara says, HaKol Sheva Matir, these are two malachos, Kshira Bamishkan Hechahava. So where exactly was Kshira done in the Mishkan? When it comes to Sidur the Pas, we all know the first 11 malachos, we get very well where that was done in the Mishkan. Kshira, where they do Kshira in the Mishkan? So the Gemara has a couple of possibilities. Amar Ravash, can Koshim be Yesedos Oalim? So the Gemara says, well, when you make any kind of tent, and the Mishkan was the quote-unquote tent of meeting, so when you have the Mishkan, they had to go ahead and use knots to keep it attached to the pegs in the ground. So the Gemara says maybe that's an example. The Gemara says no, that can't be. Hahu kosher amanas lahatirhu. That is kosher with a plan of untying, and because the Mishkan did not stay in one place, it moved from place to place, and therefore look at Rashi, important Rashi, kosher amanas lahatirhu. V'chi ha'gavna patrina le'lekamban ditznan. So number one, we have a tidbit that when it comes to Malachas Kosher is only with a Kesher Shel Kayama. That means to say a Kesher that is going to last, is going to be enduring. When it comes to the Kesher of tying the Mishkan, that was a temporary kind of Kesher. It does not endure, and therefore you're going to untie. Therefore, that can't be the case. So the Gemara suggests, okay, let's keep looking. So the Gemara says, Elam Rabbeish, can orga yiriya shenifchasa lahen nima koshinoso. So sometimes you'll have the yirios have an extra thread, and it's just kind of a lingering thread. It would tear or whatever, a tearing thread. And that torn thread, you would tie it back on, and that's what they would do. So the Rabbi says, no, but tirat's the kosher, matir ma'ik lamema. So good, you tell me we're kosher, but what about matir? What do you untie? So the Gemara says, v'chi tema, maybe you'll tell me, di'i misrami lei, trei kitrei, behade hadodi. Sometimes you'll have an inadvertent, like double knots in the Rios, and you don't want that, so what are you going to do? You don't want the two knots. You only want one knot, so shari chad vikotar chad. So you're going to go and untie one, and literally the Gemara says, and tie one. So the Gemara says, yeah, but that's like very, very, like, not geschmack. It's not a good-looking situation over there. That they go ahead and have this haphazard kind of mishkan with this, you know, with a lot of just not cleanly done. So Ella Amar Rava Vitim Rabbi Loi Shekain Side Chilazon Koshem Atirin. So the trappers of the Chilazon, they would have to go. Let's open the windows. They would have to go ahead and trap. So how do you trap? When you trap some kind of sea creature, you take nets and you go ahead and trap. And when they would make their nets, look at Rashi Side Chilazon. So Rashi says, "Litzvoa hatcheles bidamo, who come in dad cotton, ve'ola achas l'shivim shana." Kosher matirin, shekol reshatot asuyim ksharim ksharim. When you have nets to catch sea creature, they're made knots with a lot of knots. Ve'hein kishre kayama, and those knots are permanent knots. Upa'amim shitzarech lito chutin mireshet zu ulahosef al zu. Sometimes your net over here is too small or too big or whatever, so you need to take strings from this net and move it over to that net. So what do? You untie here, and you tie over there, and that says Rashi's Maskaras HaGemara. So we have a matir, and we have a kosher, and that is the source. Says the Gemara, Tzidei Chilos. Yafet. Okay. Now comes along Tosis, in the beginning on the Mishnah, on Daf Ayin Gimel, and Tosis is bothered. What is the din when it comes to matir, untying? Is Malachas Matir One of those malachas that has to be amenas, like Korea and like Mochek and like Soter, or does it not have to be amenas? And Tosas gets into this, and the words of Tosas is very important. Tosas says, Tzarechim, im chai b'mate shlo amenas likshar olo. Because after all, first indication is, when the Mishnah has amenas malachos, what does it say over there on Ayin Gimel? It says amenas, Mochek amenas lit for, and Mochek amenas lit for. And when it comes to this malacha of matir, it doesn't say amenas. That would indicate that it does not have to be amenas. Tos says that's not a raya. Why is that not a raya?
Because
soter, it does not say amenas. Yet we know from the Gemara Daf Lamed Aleph that soter has to be amenas livnos. Soter is a destructive malacha, has to be amenas livnos, so therefore the fact that it didn't say amenas is not dispositive. And Tosis comes along and says, I have conflicting evidence on this matter. And if you look at our Gemara and you look at Rashi carefully, Rashi seems to indicate, Lefimasha Pireish Rashi be Gemara Dimistramele Tre Chitre Behadi Adodi, Beshnei Chutin Zeitzel Ze, Shorichar Umaniachar. Mashmet Mechai Belo Amenas Likshav Loshan Kota Lo Masha Kanirusha. What was that interim case in the Gemara? Interim case was when I was trying to figure out a kosher and a matzah, so when it has a case, sometimes you have this double knot. And what do you need to do? You need to untie Sharichat Vikotarchat. You untie one and you literally tie. But that's not what Rashi says. Rashi says you have a double knot over here. You don't want a double knot. So you Sharichat, you untie one. And Rashi writes, and you leave one. Which means that the untying is chayav, and it is lo amenas likshar. So according to Rashi, is there a requirement of amenas likshar according to this Rashi?
No.
If you're going to be chayav even shelo amenas likshar. If it's shelo amenas likshar, you're going to be chayav. Rashi is going to be machmir that you don't need amenas likshar. That seems to be the case from Rashi.
Rashi says it's two different
knots. That's right. Rashi says you have two knots. You're getting rid of one knot and you're leaving the other knot. So that's not called amenas likshar. Tosis points out, is that the simple reading of the Gemara when it says sharichad v'kotachad?
No.
What does sharichad v'kotachad mean?
You untie
and you tie. But Rashi learns kotachad means you leave it.
That's
Rashi says, you untie one and you? Rashi says, you untie one and you leave one. Meaning what? And then he quotes, Rabbi Nachmanah has a different approach in his Gemara. And Rabbi Nachmanah just illustrate the approach. Rabbi Nachmanah says, you have a string that tore in two places. It tore in two places, so you have string one, you have string two, you have string three, you tie them up with a knot. Okay, but that's kind of very, very, like, a little messy. So what do is you untie these knots, which gives you how many knots now? How many strings now? Three. You don't need three. You get rid of knot number, the middle string, and you now tie one and three together. So what did you do? You untied it with an intention of retie. And that, says Rabbeinu Chananel, is the case, which sounds like, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, you're only going to be chayv if it's mater almanas likshar. Let's see that inside in Tosis. So Tosis writes over here, Ayin Gimel Amid Aleph, Ulafi, Aval Rabbeinu Chananel Pireish, Vechemash Yishalmi, Kishanif Sachut B'Shnei Mekomos. You have a tear and a chut in two places, V'Nikshar, and you tie them. Matirin bezakshar. Now you untie those two knots. Mashlich in the toch hamtzoi, and you get rid of lachut hamtzoi. You get rid of the middle chut. Vichos and vichos and shtei roshim zelozeh. And now you take one and three, and you tie them together. The imbo elo kesher echad. Now you have only one knot. Ulefize maaser the boy matar amenas likshar. And according to that, you need matar amenas likshar. So Tosis claims that there is conflicting evidence. According to Rashi, you don't need amenas likshar. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, you do need amenas likshar. And what is Tosis' conclusion? I don't know. Tzorech Iyun. He starts Tzorech Iyun and he does not seem to resolve that question. So far, so good? Okay. If you do a quick look at the Rambam is in Perek Tes, Yud, Halacha, Zayin, and Ches. Again, very quick read of the Rambam. The Rambam describes the Malacha of Matin. And he says, listen carefully, Kol, one second, you can, just hold on a second, Kol Kesher, Shechayavin al Kishro, any knot that you're chayav for making the knot, Kain Chayavin al Hetero, you're also chayav for untying such a knot. The Kol Kesher, Kosher, so Potter, and if it's a knot that you would make, then you'd be Potter for, Kach Hamater also Potter. You're going to be Potter for Matir. And Kol Kesher Shemuter LaKashro. And if you have a knot that you're allowed to tie, then Kach Muter LaHatiro. You're also allowed to untie. What did the Rambam mention about Amanas? Didn't mention anything about Amanas. And then the Rambam next halakha talks about a Tolada. And he says, tying is the av, untying is an av. If you were to go ahead and posel chavalin, what is posel chavalin? I mean, a chevel is a rope. And if you look at any rope, you have chits and strings, any kind of string or rope, it's really a lot of little ropes that are twisted very, very tightly together. And the Rambam writes, posel chavalin, if you take smaller strings and you twist them very rigidly into a larger rope, that's a tolda of kosher. And the Rambam says, if you have a rope that you twist into a rope and you violate kosher, untwisting it and creating these now little strings, that would be matir. And does the Rambam mention there as well anything up in the nature of amanas likshor? So what can you clearly derive from the Shitas HaRambam? You don't need it. And therefore the Rambam is on whose team? The Rambam is going to side lichora with Rashi. Now, Binyamin Kanzler Shlita asked me a question in Seder. It's a pretty good question. Tosis is building a reasonably nice-sized mountain on a Rashi. Where is that Rashi found? I don't mean where, but where in the Gemara is he found? What stage in the Gemara? In a Havamina of the Gemara. So Binyamin Kanzler is a little bit bothered. From a Havamina of the Gemara, we want to prove that Rashi must hold Matir does not require Almanas Likshar. So Binyamin Kanzler, is that a good question? You think so. You're a cute guy. So the answer is yes and no. It's a good Ha'ara. Are we ready to build such a mountain on a Havamina of the Gemara? But the reality is, Rashi's pshat in the Havamina has to hold water fundamentally. It has to hold water as a Havamina. If the din would be that Matir requires Almanas Likshor, would there be any Havamina according to Rashi that this should be a bona fide pshat? Lechora, there wouldn't be a Havamina. And we'll see in a second the Ritva makes that point. Even though it's a Havamina, it's a good Ha'ara. But even though it's a Havamina, the Havamina has to make sense. And therefore Rashi's interpretation of Havamina assumes that Rashi's vision is Shelo Amanas Likshor Ischayev. Otherwise the Havamina doesn't make any sense. So it's a reasonable diuk, it's a good Ha'ara. And that's why I mentioned Shia, but let's take it a step further. Rabbo said, Binyamin says still, come on, Rebbe, but what about the Maskana? What's the case in the Maskana? Chilasa. I know Chilasa. What did you do? What did you do in the Chilasa? What was the case? You can look at Rashi. It's allowed. What's the case? What's the case? You have ropes. Nets. Your nets need adjustable sizing. You need a bigger net. So what do you do to get a bigger net? You go to that net, you untie some of that, and then you retie it. That's Rashi. Is that me? That's not me. That's Rashi. I'll read you the words of Rashi. Rashi says, I'm Dalet Amud Beis. Tzidei Chilazon. Koshim Atirin. Upa'amim Shetzarech Litol Chutin Mireshet Zeh. You're going to take some chutin from this knot. Ulahosiv Zu. Ulahosiv Azu. Matir Mikan V'Kosher Mikan. So what are you doing, Binyamin Kunstler? You're untying in order to
tie.
So I'll ask even stronger kasha than Binyamin's kasha. Forget that we're bringing a raya from a Havamina. But according to the Maskana, what's Rashi seem to say? That you need Amanas. The Maskana is Amanas Lichshor. And in fact, I'll get to your question in a second. Open up the Rush. 7-6. I didn't give you my pen to hold. Good. Seven-six. Look at the Rush, 7-6. So the Rush...
I don't see it.
You don't see what?
I don't see 7-6.
Perek Zion,
yeah.
Sif Simon Vav. In the Rush.
Yeah. What?
Cloud Gadol, Perek Cloud Gadol.
Yeah.
And then there's a Os Vav.
Os Vav, that says
Ha'ofe.
Yeah.
Right, now go down to the colon, deeper down. You got it. Mayor, you're the best. You're the best. Os, oh my gosh.
No idea.
Mr. Cohen, there is a thing called a Rush.
I would. I've never seen the back of the Gemara before.
Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Such rookies. No, where are you going? You got it or not? Help him out. Give him a little help. Okay. And he says, Ma shenistapik ri, what Tosfos had a suffix about. Im ba'inan matir amanas likshor olo, yire, seems to me, delo mechayev ela dumya da'ava b'mitzvah. You're only going to be chayev if you do matir in a way that it was done where? In the Mishkan. And guess how it was done in the Mishkan? And he says, in the Mishkan, it was matir kesher shel kayama amenas likshor kesher shel kayama ke'ein tzayodei chilozom. Just like the tzayodei chilozom. What did they do? They
untied
in order to tie. Says the Rosh, I have a raya slam dunk that you need amenas likshor. What? You need amenas likshor to be chayev, like the Rabbeinu Chananel, and like Rabbeinu Chananel, the Rosh. So Rabosai, what is Tosfos doing? What did Tosfos say? It says Binyamin Kunstler. Now Binyamin Kunstler, your kasha is really strong. It's like really strong. This is like Binyamin Kunstler's like, wow, what a kasha. That's a kasha. Tosfos is playing up the Havamina of the Gemara, and he's saying that Shita's Rashi. But if you just go to the end of the Gemara, which is the Maskos HaGemara, Tzayde Chilozom proves the exact opposite, which the Rosh makes that point explicitly, that you need Amanas Likshar. And why are we ignoring the beginning of the Maskos HaGemara, even according to Rashi himself? That's a good kasha. Wow, Binyamin, that's excellent. Who brings this up as a point? Who brings this point up? Well, let's take a look at the Ritva. Can we?
Sure.
Let's take a look at the Ritva. Can I have borrow someone's sheet if you're not writing on it? Writing on it?
I
need someone.
I don't write on mine right now. Oh,
Nate's
gonna write on it.
I'm writing. Okay, I want to. Rabosai, look at the Ritva. Shh. Look at the Ritva. Says the Ritva. So he quotes The Gemara, Misrami leitrei kitre b'adi adodi shorichad v'kotachad. Perish. Matir esa echor u'maniach ha'sheni b'mkomo. Like Rashi. U'mehacha shamin, and shamata amenas shelo likshor, is chayv. Di'ilo, because if that wasn't the case, havalam l'mifrach, v'amate shalmaz likshor hu. U'kem pircha d'parach le'el. So, same rai as Tosis, from Rashi, and now Binyamin Kuntzler is like going out of his kelim. What happened to the Maskanas HaGemara? What happens to Rashi at the end? So look what the Rosh Brifa says. V'hashta osi shapir mai depiresh Rashi zal b'chsamuch. In fact, this works perfectly for Rashi. Why? B'hada min shekein tzidei chilazam koshrin u'matirin shefa'am matir mizu v'nosim azu. Sometimes you do what? You'll untie here and you will tie over there. V'ika de makshiale. And some people ask on this. In Cain, listen to this. It doesn't make any sense, this Ritva. If you saw the Ritva and you were able to read it, you did something wrong. Rabbo said, from that Rashi, you untied here, you tied there. What would you conclude? You need amenas. You mean the ika de makshiale? There are those who ask on Rashi. De in Cain, based on this, matir shelo amenas litzahu. It's matir shelo amenas litzahu. Vehechi is chayv. So why should be chayv? Why should you be chayv? Are you with me or you lost me?
Yeah, but I think I'm answering.
Okay, hold on to your answer. I want to make sure everyone's with me. What did Rashi say? Rashi says you untie here, you tie there. And based on that pshat, many people ask on Rashi, how can you be chayav for that? You untie here, you tie there. How could you be chayav for untying? That is matir shalom and az lichor. So how could you be chayv? So we're saying that should be amenas likshor. But the Ritva is saying, no. That is shelo amenas likshor. So Shmuel, I think I heard you say it, and you're correct. Go say it.
We're talking about this whole method.
When do we assume matir al menas likshor? When? When would it be al menas likshor? I heard someone else say it. Then I didn't hear you say
it. And it's in the same place.
That's what I heard. When do we assume it's matir al menas likshor if you are untying in order to retie where? Here. To enhance here. If you're untying here in order to tie there, what do we call that? That's called matir shelo amenas likshor. At least according to Rashi. So it's not obvious because the Rush doesn't learn that way. So it's not obvious. It's not so obvious. It's not. I'll explain why later. Well, I won't be explaining it later, but I'll explain why. Hold on to the question. Write it down. Rabosai. So what comes out is, at the end of the day, with the help of the Ritva, Rashi is consistent. And Rashi seems to say, in the Havamina and in the Maskana, Matir is only going to be chayv. It's going to be even chayv if it's Shelo Amenas Likshor. And the Maskana is also Shalom Anas Likshor because we're talking about retying it. Yes, but retying it elsewhere. Retying it elsewhere. I'll give you a muscle. There's a Gemara in Daf Lamed Aleph. Talks about Soter. Soter. I'm not allowed to, one of the Lamed Tesmalachos is destroying a building. Let's say I destroy the building because I want the materials. I need bricks. So I destroy the building, I get the bricks, and now I go 3 miles away and I rebuild over there with those bricks. Is that called Amanas Livnos?
Yes.
I know, but that according to what we're saying now, for it to be Sota Amanas Livnos, it has to be Sota Amanas Livnos Bim Komo. It has to be here. What's the pshat? Is I need a better house here. In other words, I'm destroying this house to build a... It's like a knockdown with a rebuild to make it better over here. You ask me, Kasha. Where did we learn out Soter from? Where was Soter on the Mishkan?
When they took apart the Mishkan.
So now was the whole point.
When they took about the Mishkan, what did they do?
They
moved. They transported and rebuilt elsewhere. So the Gemara asks on Daf Aleph, how can you tell me Nitzo Dominas? Livnos Bim Komo, the Mishkan is in a different place. So clearly against that. The Gemara gives a fundamental answer. Famous answer. Says, since when they traveled, how did they travel? Al pi Hashem Yachanu, the Al pi Hashem Yisau. They traveled from place to place based on what? On Hashem's instruction. So when Hashem says move over there, and they moved, it's ki'ilu, it's as if they're in the same place. Now, that's the Gemara Lamed Aleph. Now, there's a very gorgeous shmuz by Rav Chaim Shmuelevitz. Beautiful shmuz, who explains as follows. When you have a mother holding her baby, and the mother brings her baby shopping, goes on a bus, takes her shopping, brings her here, there, and everywhere, has the baby moved? The answer is yes and no. Vis-a-vis the earth, yes. Vis-a-vis the mother,
no.
Says Rav Chaim Shmuelevitz, that when Klal Yisrael was moving place to place in the Midbar, it was Al Pi Hashem Yachnu, Al Pi Hashem Yisau. They were always in so-called the embrace of Hashem. They haven't moved. That's called Amanas Livnos Binkomo. The Musar Shmuz is an obvious one. But as we go ahead and travel through life in our sojourns, if we're always embraced and embracing the arms of Hashem, it's always called Binkomo. Okay, Rabbi Osef, that's a sideshow. That's a sideshow. Down.
It
is Bimkomo. No, the Mat is different. Mat is not the same. Mat is.
Vaitin
Shas. Right. Well, I got one more point. One point. Let me.
Gavaldik.
Okay, Rabosa, I want to make one point. This is really the main point I want to get to. Okay. Bottom line, Rabosa, we have a pretty big machlokas. By the way, where does the Ritva stand on this issue?
Rashi.
The Ritva is with Rashi. What is going on? The Ritva is with Rashi. Okay, so you have a suffix in Tosis. You have Rabbeinu Chananel. You have the Rosh require Amanas Likshor. The Rambam, the Ritva, and Rashi seem to say you do not need Amanas Likshor. Now, this is all background information. Now Shir begins. We'll give a 1 minute Shir. Rabosai, what is the Hezber HaMachlokas? What is this Machlokas all about? Does Matir require Amanas Likshor, or does it not require Amanas Likshor? Are you chayav for Matir even if it's Shelo Amanas Likshor? What is the issue? Let's just go over quickly. What are the Amanas Malachos? Mochik, Soter, Korea. What do those have in common? They're all destructive. So when they are destructive, you need to convert into constructive with Amanas Lichtov. So what becomes the question for us? Is Matir a malacha of destruction? If it is, then you need Amanas Lichtov. If it isn't, you don't. Could someone define whether Matir is a malacha of destruction?
Yeah. It is, because
I asked you whether. Don't tell it is, because the big machlokes over here.
Because
well, according to these Rishonim, it is destructive. So Yom HaZlikshor, according to these, it's not. So what does that depend on?
Mr.
It's going to be a Chakira. It's going to be an issue. Yeah, Mr. Kimmel.
If there's a purpose to untying it, that's not tying it back up again.
Well, you're giving me a scenario. I'm asking, what is Matir? To answer what is Matir, I'm going to turn it on you a little bit. What is kosher? What is this malacha? Yeah, the malacha is untying knots. But is that constructive? Is it destructive? How do you define this malacha? Nate?
Kosher is putting two things together. A matir is putting two things apart. If you're creating a new thing, then it can be constructive.
Right, very good. Excellent. Excellent. So comes along Nate, and he wants to suggest the following. What is the definition of kosher? Is the definition of kosher a malacha of chibur, taking two disparate items and bringing them together with a knot? That's one possibility. Or the malacha of kosher is making a knot, period. It's not defined as malachas chibur. It's making a knot, period. If the malacha is making a knot, period, then what is matir?
Untying.
It's undoing. It's undoing. It's taking something that is and destroying that which is. Undoing that which is. And that's called a malacha of kilkul, which requires an almanas. But if the malacha is chibur, bringing things together. So sometimes I want things together, and that's good. I want them together. But there might be sometimes that I want them separate, and that's good. And if that's the case, matir is not inherently a malacha of kilkul. If I want things apart from each other, then that is their tikkun, that I want them apart. And therefore, matir becomes a malacha of tikkun and does not require almanas likshor. For example, when I tie my shoelaces, so why am I tying my shoelaces? Because I want this secure feel on my feet of this shoe being like secure and attached. When I untie my shoelaces, would you call that a malacha of tikkun? I would say, if I want to take the shoe off, I need a loose shoe. So I want a loose shoe. The chibur that was done needs to be undone because I want a loose shoe. That's a tikkun. When I want to take the shoe off, a loose shoe is good, is needed. And therefore, I wouldn't call that a destructive act. And there are only chayv if it's amenas likshor. I would call that a malach of tikkun because I need a loose shoe. And that, I think, will be the hesber of this machlokas. So the reason I start with this is because A, it's on the daf, it's to be shown on the daf right here. But B, I think it gives us an insight as we're going to go progress into malachas kosher and into malachas matir. So we're going to have two visions to understand. I just heard Gabe Silver give a very great example, which is a really good point. Let's say I take one string and I tie a knot onto the string itself. Is there any chibur there? Is there a chibur there?
No.
There's no chibur, but is there a knot?
Yeah.
So if the malacha is one of chibur, I haven't done the malacha d'oraisa. If the one is making knots, have I made a knot?
Yeah.
If I go ahead and make tzitzis knots, or I make a tefillin knot, is that chibur?
No.
I make the shell rosh. Is that a chibur? It's not chibur. It's a mitzvah to have a knot. It's not. I'm not saying I fasten. I make it. I make the tefillin.
Same as shoelaces.
Not. I don't think so.
One lace.
That's not the point. That's not what I'm saying. I'm taking two sides, the two sides of the shoe, and I'm being mechaber them via a knot. here, when it comes to tefillin, I'm making a knot, l'shem the knot. Not to be machaber anything, but l'shem the knot.
You're making it able to go on your head.
So that's not the point. That's really not the point. Yeah, you know, it's the point. Maybe yes, maybe no. But the point of the knot is because the Torah says you need a knot on tefillin.
Uksharte. That's tikkun that knot of a mitzvah, though. That's not just making a normal.
Anyway, we'll continue this discussion. Have a wonderful day. And we have mincha now, Beis Hashem.